Okay, show of hands. How many people like this change of seasons? Good. I love the change of seasons. But say you might be born in Southern California, like Pastor Bryant, you might not appreciate this time of year. With the trees turning colors, red, yellow, orange, and when the sunlight hits them just right, it makes me stop and enjoy that wonderful moment. Then comes the leaves, fall, branches and twigs break off and die, and then comes the long winter. But there is hope for the spring, for in the spring brings crocuses, daffodils, tulips. New branches and leaves will bud out and will be green again. In John 15, Jesus teaches us the significance of remaining connected to him, emphasizing that he is the source of our spiritual growth and fruitfulness. As we meditate on this verse, we should consider the ways in which we can deepen our relationship with Jesus and experience his transformative powers in our lives. Listen to God's words to us. I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. If you are my friends, if you do what I command, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my commandment: love each other. Jesus is the vine, the true source of life for believers. We are branches connected to him, drawing that life from him as branches draw the necessary nutrients to survive and flourish. At first glance, we might assume that branches bear fruit, but it is really the vine that makes it all happen. There is such a connection that while we are doing the work, Jesus is doing the work through us as well. I've been a member of this congregation for 25 years. I feel I have become a positive, confident, contributing member. Many of you won't believe this, but I used to be shy and introverted. For most of my life, I was full of fear and couldn't make a hard decision if my life depended on it, thinking I would make the wrong one. I think it was my faith that helped me to overcome my fear and indecision and grow spiritually. How about you? Do you have fears, insecurities in your life? Well, welcome to being human. I think we are able to overcome them with faith and prayer. I pray seeking hope, asking Jesus to help me conquer my fears. Jesus tells us to pray, Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. We may not realize that our faith can help us in our everyday life. For me, I have a fear of public speaking. As you may know, Pastor Brian is in Southern California and asked me if I would lead the service today. I prayed and prayed and prayed, and I realized I wanted to do this. And I said yes. Pastor Brian is teaching the elders that we need to be good stewards for this church, but more importantly, we need to be spiritual leaders, praying with and for this congregation, and sometimes stepping out of our comfort zone. This is me stepping out of my comfort zone. You've heard me say that I was shy and introverted. I must admit that when I was a young girl, I lacked confidence. Never thought that I could measure up in my mother's eyes. She was a major force in my life for better and maybe for worse. I felt deep in my heart that I was not good enough, continually walking on eggshells, always trying to please her. Mom would threaten us with that dreaded wooden spoon. I don't think she ever really used it, but we were young and thought she might. My sister Shannon was the one that slammed doors, and I was the one that cried. In our little girls' minds, we always thought Mom liked our three brothers better than us. Recently, I asked my little brother Paul about this. He had no recollection of Mom liking the boys better than us, and of course he wouldn't. He was the baby and last, and she really coddled him. Mom and Dad gave us a Christian upbringing, took us to church, said grace at dinner. We were baptized and confirmed. Mom was a Sunday school teacher and helped with the children's choir. I became an elder at 17, and I don't know why I remember this, but Mom took me shopping to get a new dress for my ordination. I knew she was proud of me. As we grew older, Mom didn't change, but our perception of her did. Then the arrival of grandkids. My sister and I said, someone stole Mom and replaced her with this funny, loving, doting grandma. She did show us love in many ways. She was always there when we needed her. I think my son Justin could attest to that. He and grandma spent a lot of time together and were very close. My realization came years later that it was her faith that helped us to see what God can do in our lives. As I grew older, my feelings regarding not having a university degree grew strong. I felt that I had to say, what I had to say was insignificant compared to other people. This was my fear. How silly was that? Jesus did not pick scholars, orators, theologians. He picked and taught ordinary men, four, maybe up to seven fishermen, a tax collector, a bean counter, a zealot to preach his word. And even God, even Jesus said, Jesus remarked that they were slow learners. Our love of God and our faith in his protective goodness should be the underlying basis of overcoming fear. 2 Timothy 1 says, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Regardless of our situation in life, I think we all have faced a fear of failure. As a single mom with a young son, I was faced with an unknown future. Could I provide for him, not having any kind of degree? Could I be successful in the business world? And with a lot of help from many people and my faith in Jesus, I succeeded. As we grow older, I think we overcome some fears, but maybe gain new ones. Fears can come in many forms. Fear of illness, growing old, dying. Fear of loneliness, running out of money. Fear for the well-being of our family. Maybe fear of not being accepted in the community. The fear of uncertainty, what the future will bring. Key of Hope is a nonprofit organization formed by Michigan natives Dan and Rachel Smithers in Durban, South Africa in 2007. If you don't know, Durban, South Africa is the epicenter of the AIDS epidemic. The Smithers set up their charity to assist children who had lost parents and siblings to AIDS, gun violence, and many other horrors. Dan Smithers and his wife Rachel, who was pregnant at the time, felt the call to act. Their goal was to bring the word and love of God to these children. Can you imagine the fear and uncertainty they must have felt for themselves, their children, and unborn child? Their faith in God had to be so incredibly strong to take on this calling. And 16 years later, they are still going strong. Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. The faith we apply in overcoming fear can take a form other than direct prayer. We might rely on the strength of our own morality, our Christian upbringing to see us through, or maybe seek help from friends, family, our minister, or maybe even a therapist. I was directly involved with the long-term care of my husband, so much so that when he passed, I had lost sight of myself as a person. I was so wrapped up in his care that I had lost my identity. I finally sought a therapist. To my great benefit, she was also a Christian. We had some thought-provoking discussions. I learned from her that it's all about love and giving love. It was hard work. She challenged me, gave me assignments to do. Yikes. Alone. You might not know this about me, but two of my very, very favorite people, my sister Shannon and my bestie, Gail, can tell you I never want to do anything alone. Dr. Williams helped me to rediscover myself, and I will be forever grateful to her. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. I am 68 years old. With aging, I think, comes some wisdom. But maybe new fears might creep in. We can no longer think about tomorrow without thinking, will there be enough money? How will I handle it if I get sick? Will the uncertainty of the future bring happiness or sorrow? John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. For many of us, our golden years can mean maybe facing the future alone. How wonderful to rely on Jesus and his great love for us. Make no mistake, it is all about love. As well as the grace and goodness and fellowship of our loved ones and the people in this congregation. We need to give our fears to Jesus. He is there whenever you and I need him. He is waiting for you and me. He is the vine. We are his branches. He wants us to be disciples. Regardless of whether we are alone or not, we should seek the strength of the Lord to face whatever the future holds. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called us heavenward in Jesus Christ. Let us pray.